Supporters of the legislation say students are graduating high school without basic financial skills, and Greenwood Republican Senator Brent Waltz says that's not a new problem.
In high school, we learned about the Laffer curve and Keynesian economic theory. Both are important, but we never were taught how to balance a checkbook or what a subprime mortgage would be or the perils of credit card debt.
The General Assembly passed legislation in 2009 mandating financial literacy education for 6th through 12th graders, but Walt says not enough schools are following through. He says part of the reason is that schools don't know what to teach. Legislation he's sponsoring would establish a task force made up of bankers and teachers that would develop a model curriculum for the state.
Bankers would know because they interact, it's their business, they interact with customers on a daily basis and they see the deficiencies of financial literacy. Educators have the ability to teach, but they might not know which specific skill sets are most critical.
Walt says using the task force's curriculum would not be mandated, but he's hoping by providing the resource, more schools will teach comprehensive financial literacy. The Senate Education Committee is expected to vote on the bill next week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.